And he'll be giving a steel drum workshop tomorrow at 12:30 if you'd like to come and hear a little bit more about steel drum and the techniques involved. Val will be doing that.
We get it? Get it? Okay, sounds like we are there.
Okay, we're ready to go. Mr. Val Surratt.
All right. Alaye oku abo ma wole oba. Alaye oku abo ma wole oba. Alaye oku abo ma wole oba. Shango o baba wa shango o baba wa shango. Baba wa Shango, Baba wa, eh Orisha la Sande wa, eh la Sande wa, eh Orisha la Sande wa, eh la Sande wa, mania mania, Shakanti aloye, mania mania Orisha, Shakanti aloye, Ogun felele oye, Ogun felele. Ogun felele, oye, ogun felele, awamande obatala o. Ogun felele, ogun felele, ogun felele, gidi pidi o sign, gidi pidi o sign imode, gidi pidi o sign, gidi pidi o sign imode, o sign jawela, o sign imode. Gidi pidi o saini mude. Aladoye, 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 orisha shango oriloye. Aladoye, 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 orisha shango oriloye. I see my spirit traveling into space and time. When a voice come and me say, seek and you shall find. Beauty all around me, pretty water for miles and miles. Then the voice inform me, this is the river Nile. And this land is sacred, seen by very few. Your forbearance knowledge, now I pass on to you. I am the Orisha, so sacred to the Yoruba. Use these words to call me where you are, whether near or far. Just say, Aladoye, Aladoye, wo, Aladoye, Orisha, Shango, Oriloye, Aladoye, 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 Orisha, Shango, Oriloye. Now my spirit floating, drifting like a cloud. Hearing voices calling, I look down and see a crowd. Drumming and they chanting in a different tongue. Music so enchanting, I had to go down. Watching what they're doing, trying to understand. It was so amazing since I came from another land. The high priest approach, hold and shake my hand. Welcome home, me pickney. Welcome to African land. Yeah, thank you. Kuruka, kuruka, kuruka masharo. Awalufe, awago, shule, kuruka masharo. Kuruka, kuruka, kuruka masharo. Awalufe, awago, shule, kuruka masharo. People gather wrong, I want you listen well. To set your spirits free, I have this tale to tell. Hear the grumbling of the drum, Feel its mystic bound as it elevates you now to a higher ground. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Rhythm shape the living, rhythm raise the dead, rhythm chase the pain from your heart, rhythm to make you laugh, rhythm to make the soul of a people dance, rhythm to make the soul of a people dance. People hear the call, a call for unity. Together none will fall, let's shape our destiny. Dancing on the beat of life in perfect harmony. Father, daughter, brother, wife, come and dance with me. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Rhythm shape the living, rhythm shape the dead, rhythm chase the pain from your heart, rhythm to make you laugh, rhythm to make the soul of a people dance. Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako. Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako. Ibabako ilei Monday, Ibabako.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning. I'm here to share some of this tradition that was retained in Trinidad and Tobago. And the major component is the African component, where people call Africa. I rarely use the word Alkabulan. But anyway, since most people know Africa, we use Africa this morning. So a lot of that energy that was retained in my country, I was raised with the Yoruba and the Arada people coming from Yoruba land in West Africa, in Nigeria. And a lot of that tradition didn't begin with slavery. Many people like to check the African story as beginning with the slavery period. But hopefully, we all here know it's way more ancient than all of that, okay? And as it has been proven genetically, it's not you or I saying this, but the scientists have proven that genetically, the first person on the planet was a black woman. So when we get into the story with African people, we see that the Greeks, the Romans, and so other European people studied in Africa long ago. Now that process seemed to be turned around, but people like Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Hippocrates, you have Pythagoras, when you go to school and you learn the theorems and so on, Pythagoras studied in Africa, I think for about 20 years, okay? So it wasn't always the way how it is now, where people have this negative outlook on Africa and things African, okay? And I am proud of my African ancestry and a lot of that tradition that was retained. Even here in the area you call in South America, in Mexico, in the one area, they found the heads, big stone heads weighing tons. And they call them the Olmec heads, and they are of African people. Christopher Columbus, in his logs, in his records, showed that the indigenous people were trading with African people for many centuries before he even got to this area. So that's why I say that a lot of this tradition is rooted, you know, way beyond the slavery question. Now, this instrument I use here, some people call it maracas. We call it shakshaks. And it's very important. If you check any of the indigenous culture in this area, you see that also. We say it tends to attract the ancestors. The ancestors can follow the sound and come and join in the ceremony. This one comes specifically from Suriname, where a lot of the black people live there, just as if they're in Africa. They actually thought they were brought to another part of Africa because it's so densely forested in Suriname. And here you have a lot of nice work that is done, artwork. You have the lion, picture of Bob Marley. You can do a lot of handicraft work on them, especially when they're green. And then when they dry, you have a nice, beautiful instrument, okay? There's a shak-shak, or maracas, as some people call it. Usually in, the elder woman in the village would use this instrument. Now, the drum I'm using here is called the djembe. And it's coming from West Africa, Guinea, Mali, Senegal, that area. And now it's all over the planet, in Trinidad and Tobago and everywhere else. A very special drum. You have the skin of the goat here. And it's carved from the tree. Room for the air to come out. You have three rings, one here at the bottom, one inside the skin, and one on top. And when you use this pattern, when you twist the rope, you tighten the head of the drum, okay? Because there are many ways to put the drum together. Drum head, as you know, you have congas now where you have strips of wood that are put together. But this is carved from the tree. And we have a lot of different rhythms and dances that go with it. For example, I started off paying homage to the Orishas. First of all, I say, Alaye uku aboma awole oba, that's saying to the Creator, to please tread lightly on us, you know, we folks who feel we so great. Then you have for Shango. Shango, baba wa, Shango, who we say is the owner of the drum, controls thunder and lightning and so on. The colors are red and white. Then you have Obatala, because you say everyone has their own Orisha. There's something like how you say saints, like St. Peter, St. Paul, and so on. But it's a much deeper tradition. So sometimes you can check in the library and get information on the Yoruba tradition coming from Yoruba land, Nigeria, Benin, Dahomey, and those areas. You have Orishas like Obatala. And it's very wrong information when people say that African people believe in many gods. That's not true. That's a big lie, right? Tell anybody that Val told you all that, okay? We believe in one creator of all creation. In Yoruba, you say Oludomare. Like how some people may say God or Allah, in Yoruba you say Oludomare, which roughly translates to mean the Most High. Okay? So you have the Orishas now who are like intermediaries. So as I say, you have Shango or Batala who is dealing with the head. White is the color of a Batala. Then you have Yemoja or Yemoja. In Brazil, they say Yemanja is the patron of Brazil. And some people say it's for the ocean, but that's not true. Yemoja is at it's really Yemoja, which means the mother who sits at the mouth of the river. Then you have Oshun, who is for the represents the river. Olokun for the ocean. Ogun representing iron and steel and so on. So it's a very deep thing that maybe you all can research, check into that tradition. So that's what I was raised with. And I'm here to share some of that energy with you. We have other rhythms and dances. The other rhythm I did was calypso. You have many different parts you can put. Right? So basically, when you have the drum family together, you have the bass as the mother, the father, and the child, right? Because the family structure is so important. That's how we check it in African tradition, even in the within the drumming. Because like I tell the children, the drums are not just for making noise and having a good time or what have you. That's how, before Pacific Bell and AT&T, that's how we communicated and still do, right? That's why the drums were banned here in this country. The people were prevented from playing the drums, as they were banned in my country in the 1800s. So there was this systematic attempt to destroy the culture, because in order to justify something like slavery, you had to make the people look like they were less than human. It was actually in the Constitution that black people are less than human. I hope folks realize that's not so by now. But anyway, the drums were put in a heap and burnt in Louisiana, okay? because people would communicate through the drums. And, you know, by law, African people couldn't learn to read or write and so on and practice their languages. So it's really important for me especially that a lot of my people ran to the hills and so on and in the country districts. They held on to that tradition. Even with me as a youth and growing up, the police would come to disrupt the ceremonies of the people, okay? And it's in 1988 when the Oni of Ife, who we say is the head of all Yoruba on the planet, he's from Ife in Nigeria, and he came to my country in 1988 with 11 chiefs, and that's when the government of my country officially recognized the traditional Orisha worship in my country. So I'm very happy to know that I was alive to see that day, because I know how rough it is for, it was for my ancestors. So we have rhythms like Bele, which is a very graceful dance and so. Bele drama roll, Bele drama roll, Namba we go, girl, you know, yeah, Bele drama roll. So I'm giving you an idea of the different parts that the other drummers would play, okay? Then we have the Jabmalasi, where the children come out early in the morning. I hear you have a carnival here in Jacksonville in November, so maybe you all can participate, get your costumes and so together. The children come out early in the morning, following another African tradition where you would sweep the way, clear the way for the Egungun dancers, where you say people on stilts. They are like the Egungun people. People call them Mokojambis in my country. And the young people would come out 4 or 5 in the morning, blowing their whistles, beating old cans with their masks on and with their brooms made from the coconut palm tree. Sweep, when they come and sweep your yard, something like how you trick or treat with Halloween, but only you have to pay them some money. Okay? So the rhythm goes like this. So that's something like that. And you see the whistle is not just for the police and the referees and so. It's an instrument, okay? All right? Time goes by so quickly. Let me move on here. The bamboos we used after the drums were banned by the colonial people. We had the bamboos. Muma, Muma, your son in the grave already, your son in the grave already, take a stick and burn your belly. Right? So we'd have a lot of different sizes and different strips of the bamboos so that we could have kept the rhythm of the drum, because the large bamboo, when you hit it on the ground, it gives that bass sound, and then you have all of the other pieces, just as the tap dancers and the stompers and the hand jive and hambone people kept the rhythms of the drums alive. We did it through the bamboo. But then the bamboos were also banned, and that's when we invented the instrument, the steel pan or steel drum, which is regarded as the only true instrument invented in this century and is the national instrument of my country, Trinidad and Tobago. This drum here will show a little more graphically what I mean when I say we speak with the drums, because African languages have so much intonation. When you play, it's like if you speak. Ayendeo, ayendeo go, ayendeo, ayendeo go. Right? So you have an idea. But then you have the different sizes. This one has an hourglass-shaped piece of wood, and it's covered on both ends with the skin of the younger goat. This is the older goat skin. This is the younger goat. So it's more flexible. And when you squeeze here, you change the tone. So you have the yailu, the large one, and the gongon, dun-dun, and so on, so that you could complete the language when you speak. Okay? The bells also are very important. And this one comes from Brazil, called Agogo, the same name in Yoruba. So again, you see how the people kept their tradition. The berimbau, that one-string instrument that you see when people do the capoeira, the martial art dance from, they say it's from Brazil, it came from Angola. So again, you have that connection. Hey, 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 lo de ye moja oya. So you can play a lot of rhythms in Africa. You have large bells, different sizes, varying sizes, and when you put them together, you have an orchestra, right, with different tones and so on. And like when we play with the steel band, where we have now 120 people together, we have a section which we call the engine room, playing different pieces of iron and steel, the brake drum from the motor cars. We tune them, so you have different tones, and when they play, somebody might just be playing... Another. So when you combine them all together, it's a beautiful percussive sound, forming part of that foundation together with the trap drum and scratchers and maracas or shakshaks and other instruments, right? Now, I'll give you one calypso on the guitar so that I can go on and demonstrate the steel pan. Time just runs away so quickly. Okay, so let's see how this works. So we have the Calypsonians who compose the calypsos. We say they're the people's messengers. All right? A lot of them were put in jail for what they sing, because they would criticize the government and so on when they're not doing things right, you know. So in this calypso, the mighty sparrow said, we call him the calypso king of the world, "This kind of music will make people lose control. This kind of music gonna capture the world. This kind of music is we kind of music, and we kind of music have rhythm and soul. I say to come along and join with me in this happy song. My kind of music, your kind of music, I will sing the melody. You can join the chorus with me, and soon you will see. My kind of music, oh, your kind of music. Calypso music is we kind of music. I tell you, hot is the tempo and sweet is the harmony. This is calypso, what else could it be? So if you're unhappy, you're worried or lonely, sweet calypso will soon set you free. If you come along and join with me in this happy song, my kind of music, your kind of music, I will sing the melody. You can join the chorus with me, and soon you will see. My kind of music, whoa, whoa, your kind of music. Calypso music is we kind of music. I say, sweet calypso, what it is I don't know. When I hear it play so, others have to bongo. Balam balam bam bam badam bam 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 badam da badam. Balam bam bam badam bam 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 badam di dam badam. Sweet calypso, it does make me happy. Others do the limbo while I shake my body. Balam balam bam 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 badam da badam. Balam bam bam badam bam 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 badam. Come along and join with me in this happy song. My kind of music, your kind of music. I will sing the melody. You can join the chorus with me, and soon you will see. My kind of music, your kind of music. Calypso music is we kind of music. Bulubi da 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 don de bom 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 badim bo don be da de bam be da da bom bom be do. Something like that. Okay, so to round it off, I'll show you this instrument here. Some people who look at Sesame Street might have seen them demonstrate how you make it. Okay, So you have that big barrel that they put the garbage in the park sometimes, or people cut and make their barbecue pit. This is what this is from. So picture that big barrel, 55-gallon drum. This looks a little fancy because you put chrome on it. But you take a big sledgehammer and you stretch the steel. Some people use a steel ball. At home at the university now we have a machine. But the handmade thing is always, you know, very good. So you take the big hammer and you stretch it. Be careful not to burst it or break it, as you see here, because then that would affect the tone in the end, right? So after you stretch it, you take a hammer and a piece of metal called a punch, and you make knock it to make these grooves here that sort of separate the notes, right? And they're not like the keyboard where you have them distinctly separate because they're on one piece of steel, so you would get overtones from the other notes, which makes it even more unique, right? So then you shape your notes, knock it back and forth, you shape the notes, then you put it in heat to temper the steel, and when you take it out and it's cooled, then you tune it, all right? You take different sizes and weights of hammers to knock the in different places to tune it. First, we use the plain stick. Then we add the rubber. Then you're ready to play some music. Now, we play all sorts of music. So I'll give you an idea of the range of this instrument. This one, this is the lead instrument. We call it the tenor pan, always in so-called soprano range, or we call it the tenor pan. Then you have high and low tenors. Then you have the double tenors. So when you use the same circumference, when you get to the lower notes, you have to add more drums, right? And then the size, when you get in the bass section, you have the full-size barrel. So you have varying sizes with the instruments in between. You have the tenors, double tenors, which would be two. And as you go into the lower pans, you add more rubber. And when you get to the bass pan, you add sponge. So that brings out the tonal quality. Then you have double seconds, quadraphonics, two and two up here. Then you have the guitar pans, cello pans, three, four. Then you have the bass from 4 to 12. So you have special stands that are made. And when we parade on the streets, we have them on wheels, right? So they push them along while you play the music. So now I'm going to give you an idea of the range of it. Play a couple little bars from different songs so you have an idea, and then I end it with a calypso. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Val Sarat.
From Trinidad and Tobago. If you'd like to hear some more of the steel drum, in particular, Val will be doing a workshop tomorrow at the Folklife area at 12:30. So come on out if you're interested and to hear that. The theme of the festival this year is storytelling, and so you're going to be hearing a lot of storytellers at all the stages this year. Next up, we have from Hollywood, Seminole storyteller Scarlett Young. Scarlett's going to be telling stories today in many places around the festival throughout the next couple of days. She will be with Betty Mae Jumper, who's Scarlett's mother. You may know Betty Mae, at the auditorium tomorrow at 1 p.m. At 4 p.m. At the gazebo, at the boat landing down near the river. And that's on Sunday. It's Saturday. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the storytelling tent. Scarlett, if you're ready. Be sure to get a schedule, by the way, and check out. There's a lot of different stages here. If you haven't been here before, this is just one of the many stages. The one you're at. This is the marble stage, which is the oldest stage. It's been here since the beginning of the folk festival. The amphitheater stage, a little farther on down the road. And the museum is open today and tomorrow, so check that out. And Scarlett Young.
Thank you. My name's Scarlett Young. I'm a Seminole from Hollywood, Florida. I come from the Panther Clan. We have clans to keep us organized, kind of like a family name, your last name, because a long time ago we didn't have first and last names. This came after we became organized. Then we had to have first and last names. But up until that point, we distinguished our families by clans. And I'm from the Panther Clan, and you get your clan from your mother's side of the family. In the same way that you get your last name, like when a woman marries a man, then she takes on his last name, and the children all have the same last name as the father. Well, in our culture, the children take on the mother's side, so primarily we're all related through the mother's side of the family. We're a very matriarchal tribe. Women play a very important role in the tribe, very contradictory to what normal or what the outside thinks about Native Americans, where the women don't, but they do. There's many tribes all over the United States that are very matriarchal, and women play a very important role. We have them even as the chairmans, or I guess what's commonly known as the chief of the tribe, and so our women have come a long way, long before women's lib. storytelling used to be a very important part of life in the camps. And in a camp, it wasn't just like a community. It wasn't just a bunch of people, like a village is. The camp was mainly made up of one family, one clan. Everybody was related from the mother's side. There was the grandparents and the parents, and then the children and the grandchildren. And the men, when they took a wife, they moved over to the wife's camp. And so you would always find that the men in the camp were of a different clan. You always married somebody outside of your clan. I have three sons, so they're Panther. But my grandchildren will all be of a different clan, because they'll take either a wife of another clan, or they'll take a non-tribal member, and then the children won't have a clan. So my line of Panther Clan stops with my children, my three sons. Storytelling usually was told by the elders in the tribe. late in the evening after the evening meal was over with. And this gave time for the men to go off and relax after the meal, and for the women, the mothers, to get together and clean up and put things away, and then the children would sit and listen. And the stories, they just didn't sit down and tell a story. Sometimes there would be things that went on during the day, and they would have to tell us stories for the children to learn a lesson from. And the stories were always about animals. These animals took on human characteristics. They talked to each other, and they all understood each other. It was just like looking out here, and you know, you would all be different animals. They told stories of the past. They would tell stories, you know, with lessons to be learned, morals, if they got in trouble during the day, different things like that. Or just stories just to teach them lessons of why things were, or why nature had made something a certain way, or why the turtle has his back is all cracked into pieces, and just different things like that. And this all came about before MTV and cable and Sega and Nintendo. Even the Europeans, when they first came over, they would tell stories of their past, of the old country, of different things. So storytelling is a part of everybody's culture. And now there's very little storytelling going on, and children really don't know where they came from or why a lot of things are, why they are. So I'll tell you the story about the wolf and the turtle today. The wolf, he was pretty bad. He was always going around terrorizing everybody, all the other animals. He was just bad. Everybody just didn't like to be around him, so that just, he was like a bully. And one day he was walking out towards the edge of the field early one morning, and there was Turtle sitting out there eating grass. And he saw him coming, and he thought, oh no, here comes a wolf. So he just kind of tried to ignore him, just kept on eating and eating. And wolf was always, he'd come over, and he always liked to flip the turtles over on their back, or he'd, you know, just do all kinds of stuff to them. And he's always telling them, hey, let's race, you know, because he knew the turtle was real slow. So this day, Turtle wasn't having a good day. So the wolf come over and he says, hey, Turtle, I bet you I could beat you over to that tree over there. And Turtle says, no, not today. And he's going, come on, come on. And he says, no, no, no. He says, it's too hot today. And he says, well, how about tomorrow? He says, I'm ready. He says, what's wrong? Can't you run? So Turtle says, all right, meet me here tomorrow and I will race you. Then that's it. I don't want to race no more. I don't want to hear no more about it. So Turtle, he went home and he told his family what he'd done. And he said, oh, I agreed to race Wolf tomorrow morning. So they all talked about it. And next morning, Turtle was there waiting. Wolf didn't think he'd show up. And he says, oh, you showed up, huh? Are you ready to race? Are you ready to be beaten? And Turtle said, of course I'm ready to race, or else I wouldn't be here. So he knew what Wolf was going to do. He knew how Wolf thought. And Wolf says, okay, I'll give you a head start. And there was like three little hills. And he says, I'll give you until the top of that first hill, then I'll come. And Turtle says, are you sure? And he says, yeah, yeah. He says, okay. So Turtle went out there and he's slowly going across the field. And he gets up to the first hill. And he turns around and he sings a little song to the wolf back there, who's just laying out there under the shade of the big oak tree. And he turns around and he says, "Yo-ho, yo-ho, tifuni day, tajum, tajum, chana day, sum, sum, sum." Wolf heard this song, and boy, he jumped up, and he looked at him, and he started running. And by this time, it was mid-morning, very much like it is now, and it was hot. It was a hot day. Humid. Oh, and he ran, and he ran in full force. He ran up that hill and got up there, and he looked around, and the turtle was gone. He looked down the hill on both sides. And he's all out of breath because it's so hot. And he looks around, and he looks around. Then he looks over, and there's the turtle standing on the other hill. And again, the little turtle turns around and looks at him and sings the little song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, tifuni day, tajum, tajum, jana day, sum, sum, sum. Well, this really made Wolf mad, and he took off and he ran up the next hill. And when he got up there, turtle was gone. He looked around, and he looked over at the other hill, and there stood turtle again. And he's singing the little song, and Wolf got even madder. So here he is, and he's mad, and it's hot, and he's running. And he got up on that next hill, and they were racing just to the next, there was a tree at the next hill. And he looked over, and there stood turtle again at the finish line. And Wolf ran over there. Well, by this time, the wolf was exhausted. By the time he got there to the tree, just barely made it to the tree. He fell down, and he just, heat stroke. And as he was laying there shaking and exhausted and hot, and his tongue was hanging out, and all these little turtles all came around, and they all sang the little song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, tifuni day, tajum, tajum, jana day, sum, sum, sum. And what they were singing was, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, wolf, you're going to run, and you're going to get so hot, and your bones are going to quiver, and you're going to die, and the flies are just going to be swarming around. Bzzz. And that's why he was so mad. And that's where the turtle had outfoxed the wolf and won the race. So no matter how big or how good you think you are, there's always somebody else on the other side that just might outsmart you. So that's how they would teach the children different little stories to so that they could learn a lesson from it. Maybe somebody was being a bully that day or whatever. So that's how they would tell them and teach them. Am I just on till 11:45? Okay. Does anybody have any questions? As he was saying, I will be on again. No? Let's see. Friday. My mother will start at 12:30, and then I'll be at 1, and we'll be at the storytelling tent and the folklife area. So if you'd like to hear some more stories, that's where we'll be. Thank you.
Scarlett Young. Thank you, Scarlett. Next up, have Bill Wiseman, who's Bill is going to be, Bill's from Eustis, and he's going to be telling some stories and combining it with a little bit of music and some other special effects, which he will explain to you. He's currently bringing his stuff up here.
Jesus, I hope I see Joan doing this right.
Bill will also be performing this afternoon at the story tent, storytelling tent, at 2:30 this afternoon.
Right in there, that's fine.
And on Sunday. Now, there's storytelling also in the auditorium.
Is this closer?
And Bill will be telling his stories again in the auditorium on Sunday. If you haven't checked out the food booths down here, right down here by the marble stage,
okay.
There's all kinds of wonderful things to eat down here. The gazebo stage is one that people don't always know where that is, and that's down by the Suwannee River. It's a really beautiful place. The truly acoustic stage here. There's no microphones down there. You just go down and hear some music today, tomorrow, and Sunday at the gazebo stage. There'll be music going tonight until quite late, until around midnight. If you don't have a schedule, pick one up. Somebody down in the front row has a schedule there. Can you hold that up? What does that look like there? So everybody can see it. Thank you. That's what the schedule looks like. I'm sure to get one of those and you can tell where everything is. Okay, Bill Wiseman.
Thank you. Okay, those of you who don't know me, my name is Bill Wiseman. I'm an actor by trade. And when I'm not on an acting job, I'm in my woodworking shop building things out of wood, musical instruments, toys, tricks, puzzles, and games. In my woodworking shop, I have a title. They call me William the Woodworker. Easy to remember, right? It's William the Woodworker. What whittles in weathered and wormy wood in the woodworking works when warrior and worser woodworkers won't. You got it? Okay. All you youngsters, how come you're not in school? Would you rather be in school today? No? How about a big hoop and a holler and clap your hands? Yay! Great. Okay. I always start off, this is a dulcimer that I made, one of the instruments that I made, and I always start off by warming it up by playing the old traditional way with a chicken bone for an odor and, of course, the old turkey quills. Of course, if you ever play with the chicken bone, you want to eat all the chicken off it first. Okay, are we picking this up back there? Coming through? Dandy. Okay, I'll warm it up and then we'll have some fun. You know, up in the Appalachian Mountains, they made a lot of limberjacks. You know, you've seen the limberjack, a little dancing man, and you hold one hand and you put the paddle down. Well, I couldn't get somebody to play music, so what I did was I made one up where I wouldn't have to use my hands. I just put it over here, and it'll dance, and I can still play my dulcimer. Now, I carved this one out to look like my grandpa. Now, some of the youngsters in the school, they said it looks like me. Maybe if I turned my hat up. Would that look like me? A little bit? Well, okay, we'll call him grandpa. And, of course, you have to have a rhythm section, too. Now, nice little rhythm section is a little shaker. You get the little Easter eggs and put some BBs and beans in it. I hold that in my hand while I'm playing, and we got a rhythm section going. But that's not enough. I need some more. I made a lot of these shakers over here out of bottle caps, you know, but you got to use your hand. So I got one here that I don't have to use my hand. I put it on my other foot because the other foot's not doing anything right now. I was up in the, can you hear me yet? I was up in the Appalachian State University doing this rascal, and I got this on my foot at the Broyhill Music Center. And after the show was over, I couldn't get it off. I had to walk off the stage and all the way down out back with the whole rig on. Okay. There, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is that enough? No, we need some more. Now, there's different hats for different tricks, so I'm going to put on my other hat for this one. That's my chicken hat. They always say, you know, this hat fits me better than any other hat. I guess it's the shape of it, you know. Okay. Are we all set? You all set, Grandpa? Let's try it. See if we're in tune now. I don't know what key this is. You know, we're playing down at Key West on the pier down there a while back. They do that street performing, you know. Well, that was the only time we ever knew what key we were in. Okay, you ready, Grandpa? Here goes. Chickens ready? Okay, we'll do Chickens Crowing on Sourwood Mountain and an old Joe Clark. Chickens crowing on Sourwood Mountain. Hey ho, diddle I day, and so many pretty girls I can't count them. Hoo, diddle I day, and I got a gal that lives in Letcher. Hee hoo, diddle I day, and she won't come, and I won't fetch her. Hee hoo, diddle I day. Old Joe Clarky had a mule, name was Morgan Brown. Yeah, every tooth in that mule's head was 16 inches round. Yeah, hoo hoo, round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round I go, round and round, old Joe Clark, goodbye Betsy Brown. Wouldn't marry an old maid, tell you the reason why. Sticks her nose in the cornbread and calls it pumpkin pie. Hoo, round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round I go. Kissed my gal the other night, I kissed her kind of sneaking. Missed her mouth and hit her nose and it was sort of leaking. Ooh, round and round, Ocho Park, round and round I go. Round and round, Ocho Park, goodbye Betsy Brown. Old Joe Clarky had a cat, swallowed a ball of yarn. And when the little kitties were born, they all had sweaters on. Yeah, round and round, Ocho Park, round and round I go. Round and round the old Joe Clark with Betsy Brown. Getting tired, Grandpa? I am a little bit. Oh, yeah, got one more. Had a goat down the farm and swallowed old tin cans. Yeah, when the little goats were born, they came in Ford sedans. Woo, round and round the old Joe Clark. Round and round I go. By Betsy Brown. Woo! This is a very intelligent looking audience. Have any of you sang here this morning yet? No? Well, how about a sing along? Good. I got it off. Okay, Grandpa, you take a rest. Very easy. You sing the chorus and I'll tell you the story. Where is he? Okay. Now, this is Tom the Toad. Now, there's a story about this in England. They have a group over there that go out in the highway and pick up all these little toads off the road, you know, after the rain and put them in a bucket and bring them so they don't get squished, you know. We don't have an organization like that here. Would anyone like to start one? Huh? You would? Good. Well, listen, just stick around and talk to me later. Maybe after this little story, you'll want to start one. Now, this is Tom the Toad. Now, your part will be, Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? And it's to the melody of Old Tannenbaum, Old Christmas Tree. Let's try it, okay? Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? That's good. That's good. Nice and loud now. We'll start over. Now that you've got it, and I'll tell you the story about Tom the Toad in between. Let's start again now. Ready? Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? You did not hear the passing car, and now you're stretched out on the tar. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? There was a loud and awful crash, and poor old Tom is just a smash. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? You hopped upon the yellow line and turned into a streak of slime. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? You were my friend, and now you're dead, and you bear the mark of tire tread. Oh, Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? There's one more. It's not so bad. Seems to me you're in a rut, just lying around with busted gut. Tom the Toad, oh, Tom the Toad, why did you hop upon the road? Whew, poor old Tom. I just happened to notice the young lady that I picked this up from up in the mountains in North Carolina is standing in the back here. Diane Eckworth, there she is. Yeah, great. Okay. Now, I got about, what, 4 minutes left? About 4 minutes?
Yes.
2 minutes? 2 to 4? Okay. Beans, you've heard all the silly, crazy stuff. I do serious things once in a while. And I'm going to play a piece now with some chords. And this is a very, very difficult piece to play. So I must have music in front of me for this piece. All right. I think I've got it memorized. It's M-U-S-I-C. Got it. Now we can play it. Thank you very much, and my time is up. See you later. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Bill Wiseman. Big hand for Bill Wiseman. Next up, we have a couple from Tarpon Springs. Lee Paulet and Betsy Paulet. Lee and Betsy play a lot of songs in the school system, especially in Hillsborough and Pinellas County. They do music and also poetry. Today they'll be doing all original songs and some original poetry. Later on today, you can catch Lee and Betsy at the main